This is Twit.
In a regulatory filing, Twitter says that, quote, up to approximately 8.5% of the accounts that it considers active are automatically updated without any discernible additional user-initiated action and are, quote, automatically contacting our servers for regular updates. This may also include accounts that automatically post updates to Twitter, but it doesn't necessarily mean that all of these numbers represent bots or spam accounts. This would include accounts that automatically request information from Twitter or mobile apps that aren't owned by Twitter. The company says that these and other automated accounts account for about 23 million of Twitter's 271 million monthly active users, or MAUs, at the end of June. Twitter says actual spam accounts make up less than 5% of MAUs. In other Twitter news, the company has introduced promoted video ads. It's in beta, which allows advertisers a new cost per view ad buying model, which means that the company won't get charged unless a user actually plays the video ad. This is the latest in Twitter's Amplify program, which gives brands more video tools to upload and distribute video on the social network. They can also measure the reach of their content with video analytics like completion percentages and a breakout of organic versus paid video views. A good old-fashioned mudslinging fight is happening between two popular ride services, Uber and Lyft. So here's the deal. Earlier this week, Lyft accused Uber employees of trying to sabotage drivers that are working for Lyft and told CNN that to date, around 177 Uber employees have requested and then canceled more than 5,000 rides from Lyft drivers over the past 10 months in an effort to confuse Lyft customers and the drivers. Today, Uber responded in a statement and said, quote, Lyft's claims against Uber are baseless and simply untrue. Furthermore, Lyft's own drivers and employees, including one of Lyft's founders, have canceled 12,900 trips on Uber. But instead of providing the long list of questionable tactics that Lyft has used over the years, we are focusing on building and maintaining the best platform for both consumers and drivers. Meow. Uber also went in to say that a number of Lyft investors have recently been pushing Uber to acquire Lyft and that, quote, one of their largest shareholders recently warned that Lyft would go nuclear if we do not acquire them. The New York Times reports that the companies have held potential acquisition talks in the past, citing anonymous sources, but that those talks are not ongoing. TechCrunch is reporting that Uber plans to launch an API soon, which some anonymous sources of its own say that the API could potentially let partner developers add a request Uber button to their apps. Uber doesn't currently have a public API, although recently Recode reported that the company talked with Facebook about an integration into Facebook's Messenger app. Uber also appears as a transportation option inside Google Maps to people who've already downloaded the Uber app. Bloomberg reports that Apple suppliers have started manufacturing new iPads, according to people with knowledge of the matter, and that mass production of a full-sized iPad with a 9.7-inch screen has already begun for a fall launch, and that a new version of a 7.9-inch iPad mini is entering production to be available a little bit later by the end of the year. One source says that the output of the larger iPad may be restricted by manufacturing complications that are related to anti-reflection coating that would make the display easier to read, particularly outside. That would be great. Apple's iPad business is its second business product category after iPhones. For Apple's fiscal third quarter that ended June 28th, sales of the tablet had slipped to 13.3 million units. Well, it's quite a day for anonymous sources, so let's just keep going. Reuters is reporting that Apple has been discussing how its health kit service will work with health providers at Mount Sinai, the Cleveland Clinic, and Johns Hopkins, as well as Allscripts, which is a competitor to electronic health records provider Epic Systems, which Apple is already working with. Data is currently being collected by thousands of third-party healthcare software apps and medical devices, and Apple wants physicians to use this data centrally stored via HealthKit to better monitor patients between visits so that doctors can make better treatment decisions. HealthKit is expected to be bundled into software on the upcoming iPhone 6, if that's indeed what it's going to be called, and Apple has previously disclosed partnerships with Nike, Epic, and Minnesota-based Mayo Clinic. According to Good Technology's semi-annual mobility index report that's based on data aggregated from devices from over 5,000 customers worldwide, in the enterprise space, Apple's iOS dropped 5% to 67% of the market, or about two-thirds, of total device activations in the second quarter of 2014, while Android device activations increased 5% to 32% of total activations last quarter. In third place, Windows Phone activations stayed flat at 1%. If you're wondering where BlackBerry is in all of this, Good Technology doesn't have numbers for BlackBerry handset activations, so it's sort of a three-horse race. The total number of enterprise app activations increased 20% quarter over quarter. At its upcoming product event next month, Samsung will be showing off its rumored virtual reality headset, The Verge is reporting. This is the same event where the company is expected to announce the Galaxy Note 4. The headset, which is codenamed Project Moonlight, is reportedly a box with lenses that can turn a smartphone display into an immersive world, kind of similar to what Google showed off recently at I.O. Oculus, which uses a Note 3 display in some of its VR headsets, has previously also been linked in this project. Project Moonlight looks to have a focus dial, possibly a USB, micro USB connection to the phone. The event is set for September 3rd and will be held in both New York and at the IFA trade show in Berlin, Germany. On the console front, Sony has announced at Gamescom 2014 in Cologne, Germany, that it has now sold 10 million PlayStation 4 consoles worldwide. Although Microsoft hasn't announced sales figures for its Xbox console in quite a while, Sony's latest financial report claims that PlayStation consoles, which include both the PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4, outsold Xbox consoles, which include the Xbox 360 and Xbox One, by 3-1 in the first quarter of this year. For its part, Microsoft said earlier this year that Xbox One sales more than doubled in the United States through June. The company had shipped 5 million consoles to retailers, but that's retailers, not actual consumers, as of April 17th, 2014.